Hello everyone, welcome to today's episode of Prayer Made in Translation. I am Apa Renzichuku and my co-host is Abena Awokulabi. Today's poem is The Last Prayer by Chibihe Obi Achimba. Chibihe Obi Achimba grew up in southeastern Nigeria. He is a poet, essayist and founding editor of Jeku magazine. He served as the 2019 Harvard University Scholar at Risk Fellow, a visiting poet in East English Department, and the 2020 Summer Visiting Artist at the Oregon Institute for Creative Research. Abena translated this poem into Twi, and I did in Igbo as well. While making this, Abena is in the kitchen preparing pepper chicken. I tell her how I have gotten tired of eating meat and taking a break, but only for 2 days. She laughs. I am laughing while also thinking how we live every day, not knowing the gift it is to share certain gracious moments with friends and family. I am thinking of a moment like this as Dan Chiausen, writing for The New Yorker, knows that Sylvia Plath complains about her period pains, which she treats with chicken broth and a resolution to write another 90 lines tomorrow, and reports that she's used the dregs of my inspiration to write 6 entries for a jingle writing contest for Dough Pineapple. We could use a car, or 5, or $15,000. I am thinking how someone who didn't have the opportunity of knowing Plath could read this and think how happy she must have been. She was lonely. Could anyone have heard her so reaching out for a saving within her? Could anyone else have imagined that Ted Hughes was abusing the love of his life? Edwin Chiloba, a queer rights activist, was murdered a few days ago by a jealous lover. At first, everyone thought it was a hate crime, only to realize how this was done by a familiar face. When we selected this poem, I was thinking about relationships. How 1 minute we are in the kitchen making tasty meals, and the next we are writing and recording our podcast, and another we are alone in our respective rooms, far from each other, drowning. And how, no matter how close you are with someone, they really don't know you beyond what you are willing to share. I was thinking about abandonment. Oftentimes, families are the first to hurt you. Friends, same. You come out to your family as, say, gay, and they say you have brought them shame and excommunicate you. You make a lover jealous, they kill you. So, Obi's poem is the last prayer of someone tired of domestic abuse, loneliness and abandonment. This is us, hoping that you reach us the way we are trying to reach you. The ruin can end here. Ekpere ikpeazụ nke Chibihe Obi Achimba. Ihu kewara ekewa, mmebi dịka ọnụ na-agba ọbara enweghị ugwu. Onwe ihe mpekere enyo enweghị ike ịhụ. Otu ugboro ka mụ nere ọnya m niile anya, ma were hụ ha ka ihe ike dị egwu. Enweghị enyi maọbụ onye enyemaka. Akpọrọ m ebe obibi Timbuktu, Egypt, na-enweghị mkpagbu ya niile. N'ime ụlọ ahụ, ahụhụ enweghị ngụrịgoro igwe ọkụ anyị. Ejidere m ya were tụnye n'ime mmiri na-agba ụfụfụ, maka mụ hụ ihe m ga-azọpụta. O kwuru okwu n'ime mgbawa dị n'ime aja ụlọ. Ntị m, ezere mgbu ahụ kpụ ọkụ n'ọnụ. Nna m, onye ọnwụ ya adịbeghị anya. Onye mbilite n'ọnwụ ya ka aka gbagọrọ agbagọ mebiri. Nke a ka mụ na-ajụ ihere, bụrụ onye ọbịa, abatakwa n'ụlọ. O nwere ọkpụkpụ maọbụ owu? O nwere ozi ọma nke unu? Ka ọ banye ebe ọnya zoro ihu ya. Ka owu mmanụ anụ daa. Ka ikuku gbajie naanị obere, etu ọ ga-eju ọnụ. Ka osimiri rie n'enweghị egwu nkwupụta ụgwọ ji agụụ.
Eti efu, memamo akọaba eba ene aki nkaino. Ye fremi abena. Na ene aki nkaino fri, awe nsembi a wafren wabrofumu. The last prayer. Na niya otre ye chibui obi. The last prayer. Empaibwa ichatu. Mepo enyiwu mpae. Misure no se. Oma yentimu kwan. Nye tenten. Enimujwe bia yache mumbi, senye te biara. Oseye, tisa anua muja wun, onfata. Bibi wawwa, ashusha ebubu ntumi wun. Brebi etwe mono, na menshe mwiku, na mihu se, woye basa basa tutu se wobete nka se waye ankwena. Me fre won nkuru. Nkuru akesie se Timbuktu se Misri. A wari munu nkuja. Wade tosumu. E muamua kokobi ya intu mintu. Efus to tofun. Mishimana. Na me fine shen swa wadi samina yemu. Ni yana se wubinya bibi dia jin wonkwa. Okasa tre amonu. Ewo ofasunu. Na tu aboba anoye day before my son change shim 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 ey major we won no fan nenima or sorry fi ewu fumu no insatie bia na achia no seno me bo enimu mpae me soren se Oma yen temu kwan yeten ten she. E mane mba puni mu. On chine mu fi puni mu. Se numbi. Ana ensoye bi wohwa. Se sempa bi wohwa. Se nya inchine tenu. Ma enka kuruna. Ni titi wano bebi a ahenta wano. Ma sawa wadi egu ewu mu no shiase ma frama no mo bro ma ntumi hye animu ma ma pono nye e ma onkase ode komo kada.
The Last Prayer by Chibihe Obi. A halved face, anyway, a rim, like a bloody mouth, unworthy. There is something a broken mirror cannot see. Once, I looked at these scars and found them too violent to be lonely. I called them cities, Timbuktu. Egypt, without a crush of bricks. In the trance, a red wingless ball crawled up the stove. I snatched it into a bowl of foamy water just to find something to save. He spits into a crack on the wall. Hot bullets miss my ears. My father, who is halfway gone, whose resolution was ruined by a crooked finger. I ask this of shame. Be a stranger. Stay out of the door. If there be bone or thorn, if there be gospels according to sort, let it enter even the wound's hidden face. Let the honeyed curtain fall. Let the wind break, just more enough to fill the mouth. Let the ocean take without confessing, death to hunger. Thank you for listening. We appreciate your effort. Please do rate us and leave us a comment. We want to know what you think. See you tomorrow.